Now we will begin to work with two of the meditations most central to all these Buddhist traditions, to Zen and Tibetan or Vajrayana practice, and the way of the elders, Theravada. And that is the practices of mindful awareness, the presence that our attention can bring to life and the freedom it can bring to us. And the second practice, the heart of loving kindness. To cultivate or remember the capacity for mindful attention or awareness is to remember our capacity to see with the eyes of a Buddha. This quality of awareness is a pure and direct experience in the moment, without grasping or resisting, without judging. Instead, it is the direct experience of life as it is, knowing what is happening, being aware of it. To be mindful is to rest in our center, in the still point of the turning worlds, as T.S. Eliot puts it, and allow the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows of life to rise and fall, meeting them with the open heart and wise vision of a Buddha. The text in which the Buddha teaches this practice begins, "My friends, there is a most wonderful way for living beings to realize purification, overcome directly grief and sorrow, end pain and anxiety, travel the path of wakefulness and compassion, and realize liberation. And this is the establishment of mindfulness in four areas. A practitioner remains established in mindfulness of the body within the body, diligent, clear, without reaction. They remain established in mindfulness of the feelings in the feelings, of the mind in the mind, and of the dharmas or the laws of life within the laws of life. To become mindful is an invitation to be present in these four areas. First, the world of the senses, to see and hear and feel and sense our breath and body very directly, and to know the rhythms of our body and senses, to begin to discover the truth of this body as the Buddha sees it, arising and passing in each moment, not to be grasped. To be able to be with the pleasures of the body and the pains of the body, neither grasping the pleasures nor reacting against the pains, but open in this moment. To be mindful also is to be aware of the world of feelings. My teacher Ajahn Chah said that if we have not wept deeply, we probably have not begun to meditate. There are 1,000 feelings that can arise in us, joy and sorrow, fear, confusion, rapture, excitement, interest, delight, peacefulness, flexibility, compassion, contraction. Under all these feelings, the foundations of mindfulness direct us to notice that each moment has a pleasant or neutral or unpleasant quality. If we can be aware of what is pleasant and what is unpleasant and neutral with pure mindful attention, we will not be lost in our fear of the pain, nor lost in our grasping for the pleasure that by nature is constantly in change. We discover that it is not our pain, but the pain of human life, that it is not our joy, but the joy and beauty of human existence, and we sit or walk like the Buddha, alive to feelings but not lost in them. To not be lost means not to be lost in our reactions. Then the Buddha invites us to be mindful of the mind, to be aware of the constant inner dialogue, the stream of thoughts and images. It is possible, says the Buddha, with the mind to observe the mind. Because the mind can be observed with the mind, we can begin to become free. To be aware of the thought streams is to step out of what Chogyam Trungpa called the bureaucracy of ego, to stop the inner dialogue and allow instead the direct experience of our life to unfold moment by moment. Just as we can be mindful of our mind so that we are not lost in reactions to it, we can become mindful of the dharmas, of the laws that govern life. When we pay attention, we begin to notice that wherever our attention rests is in change. Sensations, sounds, thoughts, images, feelings arise for a time and pass away. When we cultivate the practice of mindfulness in the world of the senses and body and feelings, in mind, and the nature of all our life, there comes freedom and ease and awareness of life without reacting to it. How to actually cultivate this? It is begun in two simple ways. First, we bring attention to the breath itself, the most universal of all meditations. Our breath is a reflection of our life. When we are excited, it shows itself in our breath. When we are peaceful, it shows itself in our breath.